In 2019, Wisconsin denied Daniel Dubeck a concealed carry gun permit because he'd been convicted of disorderly conduct decades earlier. That case involved threats against his then-wife. Dubeck appealed. At the Supreme Court in December, Dubeck's lawyer, John Monroe, had this exchange with Justice Jill Karofsky about Dubeck's prior conviction.
Disorderly conduct, even violent disorderly conduct, does not necessarily constitute an attempt to commit a battery.
Even in the under the facts of this case where someone's holding a 2x4 over someone else's head and is threatening to kill them.
Ultimately, the court ruled unanimously in Dubeck's favor. In a concurring opinion, Karofsky called it a dangerous loophole in the law and called on lawmakers to close it. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.